this is like the gong show, guys. So if one of us
want
just,
a gong?
Yeah, okay, if you hate the person. Right. Jared, do we have a gong? We'll let you know.
Stand by. All right, let's try Jeremy and Graham Prairie. You're on the ticket.
Not me.
Good morning, sis. Hang on.
Hey, Jerry Jones.
Hey, all right, oh. Sure.
Yes, this is Jerry.
I'm Carl.
I'm sitting over here at Valley Ranch, and I just heard that you guys were giving away iPods.
Uh-huh.
And I just really want to, as rich as I am, I don't have a chance to get out and buy these things. I wanted to tell you guys I have a special guy in my office here with me.
Okay.
And he wants to talk to you boys. Hold
on. Okay, good.
Hello, boys. This is Dick Vermeil.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I really love your show. And I'm sitting over here with Jerry. And you know what I told Jerry just a second ago?
What? Exhale.
I told him I love him.
That's pretty good.
That's really good, Dick Vermeil.
You know
okay,
what?
Boy. Okay.
All right, hold on. You're done. Is this okay? Was that the same guy doing both voices or two different guys?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, well, you're pretty good. You should just stick to Vermeil. But
Jerry's not bad.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, Jeremy on line three there, Fernando. What do you guys give him?
Jeremy and Grand Prairie?
Three.
Five. What's our scale?
Say 1 to 10.
I give him a 7.
Okay. I'll give him a 6 for the Vermeil. I'm taking away points for the Jerry, but that's a 16. So Jeremy...
You really gave him a 3?
And Grand Prairie gets a 16.
Gosh. Because he's doing like the fake Jerry, which I even think sucks, and I'm about to change.
Okay, to Cliff in Arlington, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, trying to make us laugh.
Okay, about 8 years ago, I started in college, and I ate in the cafeteria. Obviously, wasn't used to the food. About an hour later, I was sitting in a girl's dorm room, and I felt a earthquake down below, so I discreetly thought of a really bad excuse to get out of there, and I hauled butt out of there to try and get to the nearest bathroom. Well, on my way to said bathroom, I was outside wearing shorts and couldn't really bear it much longer, kind of squeezing everything together to try and hold it all in. Out in the right on the road there on campus, and couldn't hold it any longer, and everything just sort of happened. I'm running along the road, it's coming out the shorts.
Oh.
I duck in the bushes there on the side, see if anyone was looking. No one saw it, so I ran very quickly to my car across the street, got in, drove home, changed, went back to school for my stuff, and I ended up, kind of playing it off. But for the next 2 weeks, my little pile of shame had to look me square in the eyes as I had to walk past it every day to class.
And number two, that's the P1 comedy competition.